Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the International Mathematical Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Nefera Thomas, and I'm accompanied by some co-hosts, Ms. Imelda Wallace, our technician for the day, Ethel Sovereign, and Kimberly Larkins. Welcome, ladies. Say good morning to our audience.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are the Call to Conquer Mastermind Group, and we're going to be doing the call today. It's a very special day for us. It is our last show with you guys today. So we are excited, and we have a wonderful, powerful, packed show for you today. We're going to do something just a little bit different, but we do know that we had a little bit of reading still left. We're going to get some housekeeping things out of the way. And as we get that done, we're going to go right into our show that we have planned for you today. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, and we are Called to Conquer from International Mastermind Association, and we're going to be hosting for you today. And we are at www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders for those of you who would like to listen to us via the internet or by phone by calling in to 661-554-9219. Again, that number is 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through our Facebook page and let us know you're listening and post your questions there as well. We'll be monitoring the page while you're on the call. Before we get into today's show, Imelda has a little information about our organization that she'd like to share with you guys. So, Imelda, if you'd be so kind to tell us a little bit about IMA. Thank you.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Thank you, Imelda. I want to remind everyone that for those of you that have been following us along in your books, we are reading Chapter 9 in Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and we are on the Chapter 9, The Power of the Mastermind. Today we're going to do something just a little bit different. We had a little bit of reading left in our book in that chapter. And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to get that portion taken care of, and our technician extraordinaire, Miss Imelda Wallace, is going to begin reading for us so that we can begin on our special part of the show. So, Imelda, if you can kind of finish up just a little bit and read just a little bit of the finishing part of page 187, and then you can take us to the top of page 188, and then we'll begin our second portion of the show.
Okay, yes, good morning. I'll be reading on page 187,
about the fifth paragraph. When money comes in quantities known as the big money, it flows to one who accumulates it as easily as water flows downhill. There exists in life a great unseen stream of power, which may be compared to a river, except that one side flows in one direction, carrying all who get into the side of the stream onward and upward to wealth, while the other side flows in the opposite direction, carrying all who are unfortunate enough to get into it and not able to extricate themselves from it, downstream to misery and poverty. Every person who has accumulated a great fortune has recognized that the existence of this stream of life. It consists of one's thinking process. The positive emotions of thought form from the side of the stream which carries one to fortune. The negative emotions form the side which carries one down to poverty. Understanding that you yourself can control where you will be in the stream of life is of stupendous importance to the person who is following the book with the object of accumulating a fortune. For such understanding leads to the recognition that anybody can wish for riches, will do, but only a few known that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable meaning of accumulating wealth. If you find yourself in the side of the stream which leads to poverty, understand that you have within your power to propel yourself over to the other side of the stream. Your ore is the philosophy and the principles set forth in this book. They can serve you only through application and use. Merely reading and passing judgment on these principles, either one way or the other, will in no way benefit you. You must take your ore in hand and act.
Thank you so much, Imelda. That is a very powerful portion of the coming towards the end of our chapter that you just read that kind of sums everything up and really gives me an opportunity to segue into the second portion of our show. Our president, Ms. Ann McNeil, the master builder, building masterminds, is not going to be with us on today, but I'm sure she's out there listening and may be able to join us momentarily as the show goes on. But we just want to welcome her and thank her for her leadership. Since it's our last show as a group, and we just want to thank her for giving us this opportunity to share with you this month. So as we go into the special part of the show that we've got for you guys today, we are going to be interviewing several of our fellow masterminders that are in other groups, and our lovely Kim Larkins is going to take over that part. And this part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, just kind of gives you an idea about what the power of the mastermind is all about. We're going to deal with that word power out of the title from the actual chapter title today, which is The Power of the Mastermind. So there will be a dialogue between some other masterminders from other groups, and they're going to tell you what it has done for them, maybe some personal testimonies or some things that they are experiencing in their group that has helped them move from where they are to where they're going, and to give them direction and clarity, and also mainly the support of that mastermind group and how that power accumulated together brings them to decisions and how they move forward to the next thing. So we want to welcome them all this morning. They will come in simultaneously, and we'll have a wonderful dialogue. And we're inviting any caller to please call in, ask our panelists any questions that you may have. They'll be more than happy to answer to the best of their ability. And now we're going to turn that portion over to Ms. Kimberly Larkin, and we're going to begin by sharing who's on the call. We've got Ms. Rosalyn Roker, we've got Ms. Laura Greer, and we have Ms. Isabella Rivers is going to be joining us, as well as Mr. Rufus Curry and Miss Angela Williams. So I am looking forward to hearing from all of them today. And for those that are on the call, we just want to say good morning to you. And Kim, I believe that you have Miss Rosna Roker that is ready to speak, and she is has her hand up and a question. I believe that her mic is open. So Kim, if you want to take over at this point, we want to go ahead and start with our panelists.
Good morning, everyone. It is so nice to have this opportunity to be in your living rooms or your offices again this morning. And I want to say good morning to our panelists. Ms. Rosalind Roker, are you on with us this morning?
Yes, I'm here. I'm right here, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I know we have some other panelists on with us, but I wanted to start with you, Rosalind, and just give our listeners an idea of, first, what's the name of your group, and, you know, what is your group composed of? How many people?
The name of our group is Megaminds, and there are seven people in our group.
Great. We're going to be talking about the power that has been discovered within our masterminding groups in just a few moments. I want to get with some of our other panelists. I know we have Ms. Laura Greer on the line. Good morning, Laura.
Yes, hi, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's so good to have you this morning joining us. Could you please share with our listeners a little about your group, their name, and how many people?
The name of our group is Palm Beach Life Planners, and there are seven of us.
Wow, we're working on that perfect seven number this morning.
Yes, right?
Great. Yes. We also have joining us this morning, as Defreda mentioned, we have Miss Isabella Rivers. Miss Rivers, good morning. We'll give her a moment to join us. How are you? We'll check back with her in just a moment. We're glad to have you this morning, Ms. Rivers. And do we have any of our other panelists on the line yet? We're going to wait on them. Okay. We're going to go over to Rosalind and Laura. We'd like to find out what has your group discovered about the power of the mastermind? What is this actual power?
Good morning.
Rosalind?
Good morning. Is that Ms. Rivers?
Yes, this is Ms. Rivers here.
I'm so glad you could join us this morning. Before we go into our question, will you please let our listeners know the name of your group and how many members?
The name of our group is Women of Balance, and there's four members, four really, really active members. That's Cheryl Duncan, Alice Fincher, Patricia Edwards, and myself.
Thank you so very much for joining us this morning, Ms. Rivers. As I was
You're just telling our
listeners, we're going to actually begin with this question of just telling us, and I believe Rosalind or Laura was about to speak, so I'm going to give it back to them, and we want to know, what have you discovered is the actual power of the mastermind group?
I've discovered that the power of our mastermind group is several things. One is the synergy. That is the combined
energy.
Is
this Laura or Rosalind?
This is Rosalind. The combined,
okay.
the synergy of our group, as in any group, whether it's a holy alliance or an unholy alliance, the energy of the group is very important when you have an accomplishment that has to take place. And we also are effective in the skills that we bring to the group. The skills that we have, the knowledge and the resources, all of that makes our group powerful.
Okay, yes.
Wow. I wanted to ask you, Rosalind, when you were talking about how your group effectively uses their skills, give us an example.
Okay. All of us are entrepreneurs. there are seven people that have their own business. And in addition to the seven of us having our own businesses, there are four of us that are employed. That means that we're on someone else's payroll.
Okay.
So when we get together, we're able to, like, we have people from the construction area, from education, from sales and management, from financial planning, from human relations. These are all the different areas that we represent.
Okay, good, good. See, and that's one thing about the mastermind group. Even though you're coming together with like minds, the like minds have to work together. There has to be that synergy. And you have to take the skills that are available to you and use them effectively so that you can produce and accomplish what you set out to do. So it's very, very important. I wanted to move over to Ms. Laura. Please, please share with us what your group has discovered about this actual power of the mastermind.
Okay, our group, the Palm Beach Life Planners, have discovered the fact that, number one, the oneness, and secondly, the accountability one to the other, holding each other accountable for that which we, the promise we've made, first of all, to ourselves, and secondly, to the group. This year, what we did, we each signed our acclamation stating the fact that we gave each other the permission to hold us accountable. And then the fact that, because, you know, sometimes people can say words out of their mouth, but then when you actually began to put those words into practice to them, they may, you know, not like it or become offended or whatever. But since we are an accountability group, then we each sign that affirmation, giving each member responsibility to hold us accountable so that we could join in a group effort to bring about that which we have set out to do. So that oneness has really has and is empowering us. So therefore, that gives us the encouragement. And also another thing, too, in our affirmation where it says that we have fun together and we build each other up. So we make sure that we do that in the Palm Beach Life Planner. So like when we have our meeting, whether it's in person or call-in, if only two people are present, we go forth and do that which we have committed ourselves to do. So therefore, in that way, we see where our group is have that continuity and we are growing individually as well as corporately from having that oneness and that encouragement and holding fast to our affirmation.
And see, this is something that we have to learn. A lot of us have to learn that accountability and that oneness, and we have to get used to constructive criticism and be willing to take it and be willing to use it and be willing to change. I do want to go to one point that you kept bringing up throughout your presentation, Laura, and you kept talking about the affirmation. We definitely have some listeners that may not be masterminders or they may be new to it. Could you take a moment and just explain what that affirmation is in a mastermind group, how it is?
Well, Kim, before she does that, Laura, thank you so much for your explanation. What I'd like to do before you do that, can we go and get the balance of our panelists in because they may be able to assist as well. We have Rufus Curry on and Ms. Angela Williams, I believe. So if those two are on with us, if they can join in the call at this point because they have something very special to share why they need to probably come on and probably get off because they are doing something very special today, and I'd like them to share in that. And then we'll pick right back up with Laura and that question. So, Kim, you go ahead and welcome Rufus and Angela.
Good morning. We have Mr. Rufus Curry on the line with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rufus. Good morning. How are you?
I'm magnificent. As always, I am between myself and Adrian Freeman. We are the hairy chest representatives of Mastermind. So we bring the testosterone to the table. Good morning. How are you all?
We're excellent. Thank you so much. As I have done with our other panelists, will you please share with our listeners the name of your group and how many members there are?
I'm with the Anointed Masterminders, and I have been blessed to be linked up with Angela M. Williams and Beatrice Lewis Saint. And I've been blessed because I am smart enough to listen. And, you know, I'm extremely coachable, and I was as successful as I was as an athlete because I was willing to listen, and I will be successful in life because I am willing to listen. And I listen to Ann McNeil, no doubt. So she's the one who told me to call Beatrice Lewis Saint and Angela M. Williams when I did not have a mastermind group. And much like the woman on The Color Purple, I said when Oprah told her that the men were going to drive her home on Christmas Day, and I said, well, I don't know them. And she said, just call them. And my life has been different ever since. So I know them now.
Yes, yes, yes. And we all know to listen to Miss Ann McNeil, the masterminder, building masterminds.
Exactly.
I wanted to find out.
Kim, before you go into that, we are going to have, this is really rich and good, we've got to cut to a commercial, so if Imelda will take us to commercial break, and we'll be right back, and Kim can go right back into that. Thank you all so very much. Imelda? We're waiting to go into commercial.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Kimberly Larkins, one of your co-hosts. We want to continue with our discussion about the actual power behind the mastermind. And joining us, we have Rufus Curry from the Anointed Masterminders, and we also have our other panelists, Rosalind Roker, Laura Greer, and Ms. Isabella Rivers. Mr. Curry, I know you mentioned the members of your group. I wanted to find out, do we have Angela Williams on the line with us this morning?
I believe she is.
Okay, and we'd like her to join with us. What we're discussing right now from each of the groups, if you could answer for your group, this would be great. We're talking about what has your group discovered the actual power of the mastermind to be?
Well, you know, the actual power of the mastermind, you know, we look at Napoleon Hill's gathering of information and in the book Think and Grow Rich, which he was commissioned to write by Andrew Carnegie. And for me, a couple of the things are network. Well, start with knowledge. Each of us brings a body of knowledge to the table. And the thing that which allows us to connect in a network. There's no axe to grind, no agenda. Each of us, to steal a line from Kristen D. Larson's poem, Optimist Creed, we are equally enthusiastic about each other's success. So when, you know, when Angela does something, I'm just like, I'm jacked up. When she gets an opportunity, when Beatrice gets an opportunity to do something, and we're jacked up about that, and they're as equally as enthusiastic about myself. So that network. So, which goes right back to the spirit. And we talk about the spirit. Each of us are on a spiritual plane as far as our beliefs and our the way we try to nurture that and moving forward. So we're congruent. We're in agreement with that, which basically leads to success. And when it's like being on a team. So that team is geared towards success, not just your personal success, spiritual, mental, physical, financial, and what have you like that, as well as your family, because we all have families also. So our individual success and the information that we pull from the mastermind, we're able to take back to the table to our families and friends, and it's a benefit to them as well, because we've been we're working to prepare the whole person.
Wonderful. Rufus, this is Nefret. I have a question for you. I want to also share that Ms. Williams has not joined us as of yet. She may join us a little later. But, Rufus, I'd like you to share with our audience the special thing that your group is doing today. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
What we do, myself, Angela, and Beatrice, we're meeting today we do an annual event, and what we do is we do our mastermind year-end accomplishments. So we're getting together today to discuss what we've done thus far, approximately 30 days plus to go into the new year, and what we're going to focus in on these last couple of weeks, and you know, our successes and failures. What we're going to carry over into the new year is going to be at the top of our agenda, because we do know that accomplishing, when we seek move out to accomplish some things, they change. And just to see some positives, you know, some things you've accomplished. So you remind yourself, sometimes it seems like you're not doing much, but when you look over and you lay it down, you've done quite a bit. And to just refocus on where we want to go from there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rufus. That is their pre-annual meeting, folks, for those of you that want to know exactly what he's discussing. They have a pre-annual meeting amongst the three of them, and then they all bring their ideas, their thoughts, their accomplishments, and their goals for the year coming forward to the annual meeting to discuss with the entire organization. So we are really excited about what they're doing today, and congratulations, Rufus. I know you may not be able to stay with us the full call, but we do appreciate your input this morning and what you shared with us, and have a wonderful time with your group this morning, and congratulations on all of your accomplishments this year.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. Kim?
We thank you so much, Rufus. We appreciate you sharing what your group is working on. And the front of that question truly highlighted the actual power of the mastermind group to work together, because we have to have goals and plans, and we have to work those plans. And they're actually holding each other accountable to do just that. Imelda is going to take us to a commercial break in just a moment. And right after that, we're going to go to Ms. Isabella Rivers so that we can find out what her group has discovered about the power of the mastermind. Imelda?
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back, all of our listeners. We are continuing to talk about the power of the mastermind from Chapter 9 of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And we've been listening to our panelists. We just heard from Rufus Curry
talking about how important it is for everyone in the group to be equally enthusiastic and about being part of a team. And we've listened to Ms. Roper talk about the energy of the group, and Ms. Laura was sharing with us about the oneness and the accountability. And if you were listening carefully, you would have heard it mentioned that everything is geared towards your success in every area of your life, because as masterminders, we set goals not in just one area of our lives, but in 10 areas, spiritual and family and health and financial and business and civic and personal and educational and recreational and in our creativeness. So we're going to move over to Ms. Isabella Rivers, one of our panelists that has joined us this morning from the Women of Balance Mastermind Group. And Ms. Rivers, would you please share with us what your group has discovered the actual power of the mastermind to be?
Good morning. Again, this is Isabella Rivers. Our group, Women of Balance, one of the things we found out what's really our focus point is the art of persistence. We have grasped that and accountability to each other. We have grasped persistence, which you spoke about last week, I don't care what you do, you have to persist. And that's what we hold each other accountable for, because when we meet on a Monday morning, we tell each other, I want you to hold me accountable for this. And so that's one of our strongest points in being a part of the mastermind group, is persistence and accountability, which we learned from reading from Thinking Grow Rich every morning. Patricia Edwards, she reads to us a passage, and we found that persistence is really the key for us.
This is great. This is great. And our honored founder and leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, has been speaking with us on the last couple of shows and reminding us how important that persistence is, and just being consistent in doing it until you see the results that you want to see. And that accountability is so important. I love what you said, Ms. Rivers, about, you know, you're agreeing to say, I want you to hold me accountable for this to get this done.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times that's where we fail. We come up with the ideas and we make the lists, but we don't persistently pursue the actions that will bring about the goals that we have set. I want to go over to Ms. Laura Greer this morning. You were making a point earlier about the accountability, correct?
Yes, correct. Can you hear me? I was on mute. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can hear you. I wanted to go back to the question I had started to ask you as we're listening to the input from the other panelists. Please, other panelists, as I ask for this, feel free to join in. Just identify yourselves for our listeners. And, Laura, you were consistently talking about the oneness and the accountability to each other, the promise to yourselves and to your group, and you kept bringing up the affirmation. So I want to revisit that, because we do have some listeners that may be new to masterminding or may not have started masterminding. And if you could share with us, how does the affirmation come about in the group, and why is it so central to the success of the group?
Okay, well, as some may or may not know, the Palm Beach Your Life Planners, Ann McNeil, the founder, she is one of our members. And so there is a corporate affirmation, and then when our group came together, we took that, and then we just added some of the phrases that made it particularly just specific to our group. As an affirmation is, it's based up on statements that's affirming in a positive manner, declaring, you know, specifically and firmly that which one has consented to do. So therefore, that's how the affirmation came about, from the founder's IMA affirmation that she put together, and then we made it specific. So before we start our meetings every time, we make sure that that is read, because that is not an individual I, but it's in the present tense, and it's in a group. It is based on a group, we. Everything starts with we, and it's 13 phrases that where we state positively that which we are committed to doing, which we are committed to carrying out. So that's how our affirmation came about, and then that's why it's so germane to the mastermind group, because if you're going to have that oneness and you're going to have that consent to hold each other accountable, then each person must affirm. You are affirming that this is what I am committed to individually and corporately.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Did our other panelists want to add to that before we go on to? Yes.
I'd like to piggyback
go ahead.
On that. This is Roslyn.
Okay.
I mentioned earlier about the alliance that our group has, and as in any group, there are many different reasons why you would be allied with other people, and I'm glad that I think it was Laura mentioning about how it's a positive alliance when she said that the group repeats we. And once you understand that we, because together you're each trying to achieve something that's going to benefit not only your group but others. And that alliance is so important because there is a need for everyone to bring what they have together and use that to get where each of us need to go or need to be. One of the things that I usually talk about when I make presentations is potential, and I think that the alliance that we bring together creates and gives us a platform to use our potential, and that's one of the main things that I think allows our group to function effectively, because we all have the potential to be successful. But the alliance and all the resources and the information and ability brings it all together where we can be successful in getting these things done.
I agree. Ms. Rivers, did you have anything, or Mr. Curry, that you wanted to add to the points being made about that power in the mastermind group, especially in regards to the affirmation and working together?
It works for us. It works for women of balance. That's all I can say. It works for us.
It works.
And if you take it to heart and mean what you're doing, it will work for you.
Absolutely. Is that Nefreda I hear getting ready to chime in?
Hi, how are you
today? I thought I heard.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. I am just so excited about all that's been discussed today. I think this is really good for our callers. But before we continue and move forward, I really would like to look at going to our next commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Nefreda, Mel, before we go to commercial, will you do us a favor, Nefreda?
I know
our group is called to conquer. But would you please share, as our group leader, what you have seen in our group that is the actual power of the mastermind? Just before we go to commercial, could you share that with us?
Sure, I'll be honored. Our group, Call to Conquer, started out as a very small group. It was just myself and Ethel. Ethel is on with us this morning. Ethel, would you say good morning, please?
Good morning, everyone. Welcome.
Good morning. It was just Ethel and I, as she and I found that holding each other accountable, as was discussed a moment ago by one of our panelists, is one of the main keys to why this mastermind concept works so well, because we all set goals each year or every day. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, even our little to-do list. But what happens is when you put that together with somebody that's asking you, did you get that done? Have you done that? It's just like when you were kids and your mom said, did you wash the dishes yet? And you still have not done them. Just to get her off your back, you get those dishes cleaned up. So So it's almost the same thing as forcing us to be successful by being with a group of people that want us to be successful. That is all. That is so different and so unique when you are in a group like this, and it is all the same like minds, like spirits. I may be going after becoming a beautician, and you may want to be in construction, but the bottom line is the common goal between the two of us is we both have a goal that we're trying to reach and accomplish. So through Call to Conquer, I have achieved that by being able to look to my group and the strength of my group to push me to do whatever it is that I set out to say I'm going to do. And it also pushes you to do a little bit more because you know you have that support system. You know, sometimes we do things based on what we can do in our own power. But when you know you've got other powers that push you to remember that God is in control of all things and that you've got all of us to remind you of that, that it helps us to keep us moving forward. So I'm very excited, as I'm sure you can tell, about my group and about all that we experienced and all that we have experienced thus far and all that is going to come for us in the year to come. So I just thank you for allowing me to share that. And I also want to yield to Ethel, who's also a part of our group as well.
Yes, Ethel. Yes, hi. Yes, exactly. Everything that Fred says, like he took all the words out of my mouth. We do hold each other accountable. As she said, and Imelda Wallace, as well as Kim Larkin, is also part of the group. And we hold each other accountable. We call each other weekly. And we have our mastermind call on the phone line. And be sure that everybody turn in their reports, and we read over the report and also comment on the report. Giving the kudos, whether a good part or the part that they didn't do. We're like, okay, when are you going to do it? So we do hold each other accountable. And I hear everybody online this morning speaking about accountability. But it is very, very much important to help hold each other accountable.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ethel. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I wanted to mention that we have two beautiful young ladies that have joined us since that time, and that is Kim and Imelda. They are also a part of Call to Conquer. It has just really added a really wonderful twist to our group. So we have two new wonderful members, Kim, Imelda, myself, and Ethel, and we are very excited about what is about to come and all the things that are promised to us. And now we're going to move into our commercial, Kim, and then we'll be right back with our callers. Thank you all so much for staying with us.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We are talking with our panelists, and we just thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us this morning, Ms. Rivers, Ms. Roker, Ms. Greer, Mr. Curry. I want to ask you all a question, and again, it's going to be chime in where you have a point to make and definitely identify yourselves for our listeners. I just want to go back to that analogy that Nefreda made about when the child is supposed to wash the dishes and the parent is constantly saying, did you do it, and the child just does it to get the person off of their back, and how in your group, if you've ever experienced that, I have, but what happens is, what I want us to talk about now is what happens when within your group, that power of the mastermind, you discover
the benefits of success, because that child, at some point, you're going to walk in the house and the dishes are going to be washed and you didn't tell them, because they've discovered the benefit of just doing this, what they're supposed to do, and accomplishing and reaching for what they're supposed to accomplish. So talk to us panelists about, wow, the oh wow moments in your group where someone has discovered the benefits of success and achieving and accomplishing and getting to that point, even though they didn't want to get there, but you held them accountable. Let's talk about that this morning for our listeners.
I would like to ask Ms. Angela Williams to join us this morning. She is on finally with us, and we'd like to have her speak to us a little bit about that question you just asked. I think that would be wonderful. So if Angela is on and her mic is open, I'd really love to hear from her this morning. Angela?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. It's so great to have you this morning, Angela Williams, my original, should I say, mastermind coach.
Yes, ma'am.
Please,
good
please.
Morning, Kim. Good morning.
Please.
Fred and all of you.
We're so glad
ladies.
To have
I'm
you join us. If you
Yeah. Thank you.
We're so
Thank
glad
you
to
so
have
much.
You.
If I understood the question correctly, it's about what to do once you start masterminding, and masterminding causes you to become successful. And I've experienced that with not just myself, but with different people that I've coached over these past 3 years. And to be specific, I'm going to talk about a group that I started coaching at the beginning of the year, TLC, which it's not tender loving kindness or caring. It's Terry, Lauren, and Cheryl. They're a group, a virtual group that came out of our annual meeting this year. And in the beginning, they were, you know, masterminding their 3 days a week and making their plan and planning their work. And then all of a sudden, the work that they were planning began to come to fruition, and they were starting to get so busy that they weren't masterminding as regularly as they should be. And so I got back on the call with them to speak with them about when you become successful, that's when you need masterminding even more, because it helps you to stay focused, and then you have someone to help you through some of the tough spots. So they were getting busy. One opened up her school. The other one got another teaching position, and Lauren up in New Jersey. Things were just prospering for her business. She has a not an administrative assistant or virtual assistant business, but it's more geared to church administration, helping people who work in the church business offices. And she had her conference. Things were getting crazy, and they weren't masterminding as much, and then they were starting to stress. So one thing I can say is, even after you start to experience your successes with Rufus and Beatrice and myself, you know, we've all gone through some really high points and some major successes, but we stay together because we need each other even more during those times that you experience successes. So when the child washes the dishes, or the person writes the first book, or they finish that master's degree like Kim has, now it's what's next, and then you need those sounding boards to kind of help you to know how to move forward with the success, or to really even to enjoy your success. Sometimes you need those people to help you, like I say, stay focused and stay grounded. So I'm quite excited. I think I heard Rufus being mentioned on this call, but Rufus and I are heading to meet up with our group leader, Beatrice Lewis, saying for our annual get-together to review our goals from last year and what we were able to accomplish, and then looking at our what we didn't accomplish and kind of talking about why we didn't accomplish them and how we're going to move forward in 2013. So I'm really excited. I, too, like you, love masterminding, been masterminding for over four years now, and the things that I've been able to do because of masterminds are just incredible, and I sometimes have to sit and say, wow, I can't believe I even did that. So I hope that's what the question was, and I hope I was able to answer it.
That was an awesome answer, Angela, because the benefits of success, there are so many, and we get really excited, and reminding us that we need to stay grounded and we need to stay focused, and that our mastermind group members can help us to do that is a very good point to make for all of us.
One thing I'd like to do, Nefreda, before we bring it back over to you, is when Imelda was reading from the book in Chapter 9, we had maybe two paragraphs to go. And listening to what all of our panelists have been talking about with accountability and that we have to act and we have to plan and there are things that we have to do to get to where we want to go, I think these two paragraphs are very important, and I'd like to just read them to our listeners before we pass it back over to you.
I think that's a wonderful idea. You may go ahead and read those. Yeah, but before you do that, set it up, let your readers know exactly where you're reading from, because we do have some people on the line that are following us in their books, so we want to make sure that we let them know exactly where you're starting the reading, and if you would go ahead and complete the chapter, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. We're on page 188, and it's the last page of Chapter 9, and I'm going to begin at the third paragraph and go down to the end. It says, some people undergo the experience of alternating between the positive and negative sides of the stream, being at times on the positive side and at times on the negative side. Recent economic hard times have swept millions of people from the positive to the negative side of the stream. These millions are struggling, some of them in desperation and fear, to get back to the positive side of the stream. This book was written especially for those millions. Poverty and riches often change places. Rapidly changing economic conditions have taught the world this truth, although many people may not long remember the lesson. Poverty may and generally does voluntarily take the place of riches. When riches take the place of poverty, the change is usually brought about through well-conceived and carefully executed plans. Poverty needs no plan. It needs no one to aid it because it is bold and ruthless. Riches are shy and timid. They have to be attracted, but they will rarely be attracted and retained until one learns first to tap the power of the mastermind and then proceed to understand the 10th step to riches, which is Chapter 10, which involves the mystery of sex transmutation, which is what will be covered in the next show. And Nefreda, do you have any comments on this? Do any of our panelists want to comment on this?
Yes, I do. I really am excited about where we are in our group, because if you think about what we have been discussing, we've actually added to our group where we're now we're having a challenge with meeting face-to-face, and we found that that face-to-face meeting has been such a blessing to us and has had us to execute our plans and to come together. When we know we're meeting each other, it is imperative that each one of us has some plans that we have actually follow through on and gotten results, whether they're the desired results or results that did not come out as exactly as we had planned. But nonetheless, we did get results because we did what? We followed through with the plan, which is what this gentleman is explaining in this last paragraph in Chapter 9, which I think is very powerful and kind of sums up the chapter. So I want to open it up to some other panelists that may want to have some comment or question. But before we do that, Imelda is going to take us to commercial break. Please stay with us, our listening audience, and we will be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you all so much for joining. We want to take up, and we see that we have a few hands up. We'd like to bring them in on the call. Welcome, Rufus and Roslyn.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning again, Curry.
Hey, how are you?
We are excellent and excited to hear from you again.
It is always my pleasure to help out. You know, I you know, we mastermind, and I teach in a high school setting, so my students are masterminding, and they get to hear me practice speeches on a daily basis. So we talk about Malcolm Gladwell saying, he says, you know, it takes 10,000 hours to deliver or come into that space where you built up critical mass and that you seek will best yield itself to you. And as I stand up and I speak every day, I count my ohms and ahs and the whole nine yards, and I'm standing in front of the class, and I am doing a service to a group of students. And I told a kid the other day, I said, look, no insult to anybody else who's here because they're all doing a good job. I said, but you all are attached to me. And by sheer divine association, you all are the best students in this department experience. And my expectation is that all of you, even the ones of y'all who are acting crazy right now, I expect to see you in 10 or 15 years, and you all will tell me this miraculous story about how wonderful your lives are. And so they're masterminding, and I'm trying to live an example in front of them, as well as I do the same thing with my son and my daughter and my wife. We do the same thing in our house. And so the mastermind is a process where you can intentionally move forward and become successful, because there's a process in being successful. There's also a process in being a failure. You know, sometimes we make mistakes. I love poetry, and Edgar A. Guest in his poem, See It Through. It says, black may be the clouds about you, and your future may seem grim. Just remember you're facing, your future may seem grim. Facing what other men have met. And you know what I mean? It's nothing personal. It's something that you grow through. And the pastor said, you know, either you're in a storm, coming out of a storm, or headed into a storm. Well, there's some atmospheric changes that are going on. And we would like to preserve being in good weather at all times. But even during the good days, sometimes some clouds come over, even though if it's for a brief moment, and then you just move on from it. So, you know, as you improve yourself, we improve those around us.
I'm glad you said that, Rufus. This is Roslyn. I think that it's important that we understand that the residuals of how we mastermind and the accomplishments that we make, know that it impacts everyone and the atmosphere around us. We become better moms, dads, sisters, brothers, employees, church members, Christians. I mean, it just makes a difference for not only ourselves, but for generations that will come behind us because of the accomplishments that we make. Because we're actually leaving.
We're losing Rosalind on the call. She's making an excellent point about how we impact ourselves and we impact the atmosphere around us. Are you back with us, Rosalind?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. You were fading out. You were telling us how we impact ourselves, the atmosphere around us, and how important that is.
We impact ourselves and the atmosphere around us, and we don't realize the influence that we that's the residual contributions that we make by masterminding. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. And it makes us better in all the roles that we play in life. It increases our effectiveness, and it just makes a difference for others because when they see the example, it encourages them, just as Rufus was saying about his students. With him being a masterminding and successful at it, he can share that success with his students and encourage them to be successful.
I completely agree. I completely agree. Do our other panelists want to share along those lines? I wanted to ask all of you, please, like I said, please feel free to chime in, specifically individually to yourself and to your family, how has being a successful masterminder, just harnessing this power of the mastermind, benefited you?
You know, you look at, this is Rufus, you look at, I look at my son, my daughter, and my friends, and I call my friends are my family, you know what I mean? Family is biological, but on the real, to me, family is spiritual. I don't think that we're trapped by biology, because I'm sure some of us have, we got a few folks in the bloodline that when they knock at the door and you look at the people, it's like, oh, my goodness, they're here again. Anyway, but maybe I'm the only one. But when we look at that, it's kind of like, you know, when mama cooks. And she puts food on the table, and she prepares this food, and the food is just the vehicle or the physical representation, but the food is deeper than that. The food is spiritual, the food is physical, the food is nutritional, the food is medicinal, the food is so many things. And because, you know, as a parent, as a husband and a wife, as a an individual in the group who are willingly aligned with one another, as you cook and you present yourself on the table, and as you strive to prepare yourself and better yourself and strengthen yourself, when you offer yourself on the table, and you feed the people that are around you. So therefore, in the mastermind, there's a constant battle and a constant effort to improve your offering to the group, which is yourself. Because the stronger you are, the stronger your group is. The more you know, the more your group knows, the more your partners know. The healthier you are in your practices, in your research, you can pass that information on to your mastermind partners and what have you. So you are the food, so to speak, that you're laying on the table at your group. And no, I didn't say it's perfect. It's sometimes, you know, sometimes it's a little rough around the edges. But your the spirit of your offering is to aid the growth and the building of your group and the refreshing of someone's life. The scripture says, "He who refreshes shall be refreshed." So we want to refresh with everything that we do.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, this is Laura.
Go ahead, Laura.
Okay, in response to that, the way the mastermind group has aided myself in conjunction with my family is that I come from a large family, and there are 9 of us. It's only now there's 5, only 4 of us that remain that still are living. But they always look to me. I'm like the middle child. I'm number 6. So I guess that's somewhere in the middle. My family always looked to me like a role model for my older siblings as well as my younger siblings and also for my nieces and nephews, which there are many of them. And I can truly say that by being part of the mastermind and the encouragement that my group has given me, my family, you know, they have not seen the struggles and the discouragement and things that I've gone through, because those last 2 paragraphs, boy, it speaks so directly to the situation that I've experienced in life. But nevertheless, by having my group, Ann, Stephanie, Betty, Sharon, Mariama, Doretha, all of them encouraging me, the fact that I have been able to withstand the storms of time, going through the poverty, going through the riches, the ups and downs, and then being able to share with my nieces and nephews the power in uniting with people who are positive and staying away from people who are negative. if you can't help them, if they don't want to be helped, then, you know, you move on. And this is how the mastermind group has helped me to do that. One case in point, I will kind of highlight that when I left my corporate job, because my background was an insurance adjuster, and then when I left and started my own company, how Ann always would encourage me in regards to networking and getting out and meeting people and not being timid or shy or whatever. And that just by having her and then the others that came along, because when you're just one person, then you're your everything. You're your conscience. You're your conviction. You're your judge. You're your jury. You're your lawyer. You're it, okay? But when you have a group, then you have those other people there that's bringing in those convictions, showing the positive and showing the negative. And then when you fall or whatever, they teach you, you don't stay down. You do what? Because of that burning desire that's there. You get up, dust yourself off, and go forth and conquer. And that's what being part of the mastermind group has taught me, and that's how I have related to my family members, not just also to my coworkers and everyone that's in my territory sphere of influence. So I really thank you guys for being able to be part of this panel this morning, because I do need to go on now to the next thing for the day. But it's been really enjoyable, and I know that we all shall continue to go forth and conquer.
Thank you so much, Laura. This is Nefreda. I wanted to just comment on Laura Kim before you joined in. Laura has been around for a very long time with Mastermind. She has done so wonderful. And, Laura, I thank you for taking your time this morning to share with us. And I was hoping that you would give us just a little tidbit about your business and what you do, because I think it is so important, especially in some of the positions that I'm presently in, that we are mindful of what it is that you do. So before you leave, would you give us just a little tidbit about what you do? And as soon as she's done, I'm going to have Imelda go right into commercial. And thank you so much, Laura, again, for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Nefreda. No problem. What I am an insurance agent, and being an insurance agent, I help people. I help people make timely decisions before it comes to that time in their life when they are now scurrying around trying to find the answers to not being prepared in difficult times. Namely, I do the life insurance, every aspect of it, whole life, term insurance, universal life. I do long-term care. We know that people are living longer than ever before, and that's one area that I've found that people just fail to prepare for that because they think that their children are going to be around to take care of them. But that's not true, not that the children don't love them, but because the children have their own life, just like we have our own life. So I help people with writing a long-term care policy. I work with them to make sure they get a plan that's suitable for their budget, okay? And I do critical illness. We have a new policy now that we're writing in Florida. That's what if you are diagnosed, if you're diagnosed, you don't have to hadn't gotten any treatment, but if you're diagnosed with cancer or heart attack, stroke, or kidney failure, and you have one of these policy, these critical illness, it pays you. It's an indemnity policy. It pays you right up front whatever the dollar amount is of your policy, okay? I do disability. I do hospital indemnity. I do all of those things. I do Medicare supplement, HMOs, PPOs, okay? So in and everything that relates to your insurance needs, I'm able to help you with that.
Thank you so much, Laura. We appreciate your time this morning. Imelda, you'll take us to commercial, please. While we're waiting for that commercial, there we go.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. We appreciate you listening this morning. Laura, thank you so much. We know you're with the Palm Beach Life Planners. You have shared some very, very, as the other panelists have, some very good information and points with us this morning about the power of the mastermind. I know we still have some of our panelists on the line. We appreciate them being with us this morning. And I wanted, if they could, share with us, What do they consider one very important ingredient of being a part of the mastermind group? What's something that they feel like within their group? They know that they need that ingredient to be there in order for them to be successful. Hope that's not too hard of a question for our panelists this morning.
Good morning. This is Ron Zerker. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I would say the one ingredient for me is the accountability. When I joined Mastermind, I had just retired, and my schedule was really left up to me and whatever I wanted to do. And because I could choose and have control over my own time, I became, in some areas of my life, a procrastinator. And because of my group, I was able to take this time in my life and make some other plans about what I needed to accomplish in this time of my life and actually get some things done. And I would really be remiss if I did not thank Jackie Pierce, Melanie Painter, Yolanda English, Gail Burke, Stacey Silvera, Marvelyn Scott. Those are my Megamind sisters. And without them and the accomplishments and the energy and the direction that they have taken with their goals, I would still be a procrastinator. But that accountability piece, it's what pushes me, because I know when we get on that call, there's going to be some questions. What have you done? And if there are things that I have not done, why haven't you done them? What can we do to help you get over this this jam right now? So,
in other words,
me,
why haven't you washed the dishes yet?
Yes, why haven't I washed the dishes yet? Do I like a dirty kitchen, or what is going on, Robin?
Okay. Thank you so much, Laura.
I'm going to have to go, but I truly appreciate this opportunity to be with you all this morning. Have a blessed
day. Thank you so much, Robin. I know you're with the Megamind, and before you go, if you would share a little bit with us of what you do.
I am a Blog Talk radio show host. And that's thanks to this Blog Talk radio show. And the name of my show is Life in the Key of G. It is a spiritual discussion. It started out targeting women and the issues that we face as even believers and non-believers. And now it's focused on everyone, whether they're believers or not. And we discuss several things. We talk about the love of God, parenting by design, purpose, potential, the secrets of the secret place. We have so many things that we talk about on our show. And in addition to that, I have a custom T-shirt design company, and it's called Inspire Design. And we customize T-shirts for the fashionista.
Okay.
So if you want to wear a T-shirt, we feminize it for you.
Okay. And has your mastermind group helped you see a lot of success with both of those ventures?
Yes, they were the impetus for me bringing that to fruition.
Awesome.
So if it weren't for them, in fact, the name of my shirt came out of my group. They're not called T-shirts. They're called She-shirts.
Wow.
T-shirts.
So the power of the mastermind is really working. Yeah.
Yes.
So we so thank you for joining us this morning. You really, really gave us some points. I love that alliance of your group. That was one point you really made for us this morning and about the synergy and the energy. And I think that our listeners appreciate you pointing that out because you can't be successful with everyone. There are certain people that you're going to click with.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much, Roz. I really, before you get off this call so quickly, can you tell us when your show is and what time?
My show, Life in the Key of G, is every Tuesday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio, yes.
Wonderful. So we'll look for The Key of G.
Life in the Key of G. G is the highest note on the musical scale, and it also represents God.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, thank
Great.
You for sharing.
Awesome. Can we? Is Rufus still on the line with us this morning? I know you talked to us about being a high school teacher. I wanted you to share with our audience what else you do. Mr. Ryder, is he still on the line with us?
Kim,
okay,
I'm
we're
going sure
to move over to.
There.
That's okay. We're going to move over to Nefreda, our Call to Conquer group. Please share with us individually what you see has been a true benefit of being a part of a mastermind group that has benefited you and your family.
Well, what it's done for me is that, as we all know, that we go through different stages of life, and those stages can be challenging in some degree, meaning that it's not a free-flowing of ease all the time. So when you have a strong group or a strong group of people that are helping you push through certain things that you're going through, it really helps you to be more of a participant that is a positive participant in the family, especially when some of us are the heads of our family in so many ways. Because with most of us, some of us are at the age that are still blessed to have our parents with us, we're experiencing aunts and uncles and moms and dads that are coming up in age. And like Ms. Greer explained to us a little earlier, they may or may not have made the plans necessary to, you know, take care of themselves when you come down to that. So when you are a part of a mastermind group, it really helps that transition for those of us that are going through that, because it helps you to figure out, okay, I've got some new things that have been added to my life that I'm now responsible for. How do I fit those things into my plans and still continue with the dreams that I have for myself and my immediate family? Well, I think that what it has done for me personally, it has helped me to do just that in such a huge way. Because when you're in a mastermind group, your mind is constantly going, because it is a prerequisite to be a part of a mastermind group to have your mind continuously going. So I am extremely excited to report that my family has grown, blossomed, and flourished and come into fruition from being a part of Mastermind, coming up with some ideas to add some very important things to my life that were huge and made big changes. But how I handled those changes was the key. So I just wanted to share with everyone where I was with that. Thank you for that question, Kim. I think it's a very important question. I want to keep in mind that we are down to our last 10 minutes of the show. It is our last show with you. It's called To Conquer, but please be prepared for a very powerful group coming behind us, PWI, led by Mr. Nell McNeil, and they're going to be covering Chapter 10. So I want to make sure to get that in to invite our listeners back on with us. And I'd like to yield and go to commercial before we go into our next caller and our next portion. So if Imelda would take us on to commercial, then we will come right back with Kim. She'll make some comments possibly and go right into taking some other comments from our callers as we come to a close of our show. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and thank you for allowing me to share.
Okay, and after our commercial, we have a hand raised, so if Kim can go to that caller, and I'll play the commercial at this time. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back, welcome back. I understand from Imelda that we do have a question. Is this Michelle on the line with us this morning?
Yes, hi, good morning. It's more or less of a comment. This is my first time on the line, and I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you to Miss Ethel for inviting me. I am so motivated to becoming part of the mastermind and just had to say thank you. I'm just completely wowed by every conversation I've heard so far. I just want to say thank you.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we have all been first-time masterminders, so we completely understand. So thank you for joining us this morning, Michelle, and thank you so much, Ethel, for inviting her. Ethel, do you have any comments for us this morning?
Sure. What I wanted to say is I thank everybody for being on this morning, and we had a wonderful show and a wonderful month. The whole month was beautiful. And just wanted to also say that we have to continue to be accountable to each other. That is the key. And we have to continue planning, writing our goals, and going for it, and stay focused and continue to be persistent and keep the oneness and the synergy, as everybody was talking about, because if we fail to plan, we will plan to fail. So thank you, everybody.
So that's so true. Our other co-host, Imelda Wallace, would like to join us at this time with some comments, and we would love to hear what she has to say. Imelda?
Hi, callers. I thank you all for joining us this morning. I haven't said much because I'm in the back room, the technician. But I really thank you all for joining us. I like to say that it is very important, and it has been such a blessing to me to be a part of Call to Conquer. Our strong leader, Nefreda, is like our leader and mommy at times. We'll report in, throughout the week to give our report. It is so important because a lot of times when I haven't completed my report by Wednesday, I'm up to like 2, 3 in the morning because I do not want to get on the line to report in and have nothing to say or have anything accomplished. And it's truly been a blessing to me to be a part of Call to Conquer, to be masterminding, because it keeps me focused and keeps me balanced in different areas of my life. And I truly thank God for it. And it's not about us being rich. It's just about us being focused and staying focused on our goals and accomplishing those dreams and desires that we have. And I truly, truly am blessed for Dr. Ann McNeil for always bothering me. There were times when I used to run and hide from her when I saw her because I knew that I was not masterminding. And I've been a part of Call to Conquer for a couple of years now, and it truly has been a blessing to me. And I just want to thank everyone. And if you have any questions or you listen in to our next group next month that will be hosting for Chapter 10, we appreciate you all calling in and listening. And hopefully you have gotten something from this show or learned something or being inspired to become a part of a group. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. We appreciate you sharing with us this morning.
Kim, before you continue, I'd like to say a few words. We are coming to the last 5 minutes of our show, and it's almost almost somewhat sad because we won't be joining you all next week. But we have had a wonderful and blessed time with all of you this entire month, and I think that this show really has come to a head and given us a real overview of what we were trying to accomplish or share with our listening audience through reading this chapter. And I want to do a special welcome to Michelle, who is visiting or listening to us for the very first time, and my prayer is that she will continue on with the next group. I know that she is a friend of Ethel's. I really hope that she will continue, and I heard that she said that she is looking forward to becoming a part of a group and masterminding. It is truly a blessing, and what we want to remember is that as we get older and our lives change, that we desire different things, and sometimes it gets a little confusing, and we don't know where to begin. So I just want to thank my group that I'm a part of for allowing me to be myself, to help me through my ups and downs, my attitude shifts and changes, and helping me to grow into the woman that I desire to be. Because sometimes we're not always there yet, but if we continue in an upward mobility process, we get to where we want to be eventually. But the process is what is the beauty of it all, because you're learning so much and you have something to share with someone else. So my prayer is that Michelle has heard something today, learned something today that will help her to make a decision to join into a group of like minds, like spirits that will help her go into what she desires to continue to strive for as she continues in her life. So I'm hoping that for everyone, and we also want to be able to share about our annual meeting. It is where it's going to give you a chance to meet all of us and meet the rest of our mastermind groups that you've heard here today, where it's our time to all come together and share and also help those that are new and people that will be joined. So please make that sacrifice and join us in January. Imelda is going to let you know all of that information as we come to the end. So get your pens and papers ready so that you can write down the information so that you can find out how you can become and participate in our annual meeting that is coming up in January. We're very excited about it and looking forward to it. So those are my comments. I want to yield back to Kim today to allow her to finish out the calls. If we have any other calls that have comments or questions they'd like to make in the last 3 minutes. And after that, I'd like Imelda to play our final commercial on our annual meeting.
Thank you so much, Nefreda, for sharing that and welcoming Michelle so eloquently. We appreciate all of you that are on the call this morning. Imelda, I do understand that you have some other information you wanted to share with us. If you want to go ahead and do that, that will be greatly appreciated.
Yes, I just wanted to leave one more thought with our callers. On page 164 in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, he says, "The starting point of all achievement is desire. Weak desires bring weak results."
Awesome, awesome.
At the time, yes, I thought
that's actually very awesome. And I wanted to remind our listeners actually to just focus on that page 182 about those three major sources of knowledge and understanding that it is very difficult to achieve what you want to achieve when you depend only on your own efforts and knowledge, and that you have to be willing to work with and include other people to cooperate with you so that you can have all the necessary elements to enjoy the power of the master mind. So please, Imelda, please take it from here.
Start your year with full accountability and balance. Join the International Mastermind Association Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, 2013, for the International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. The International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat is a day and a half of accountability, creating, sharing, and celebrating goals and accomplishments with like-minded individuals that are living their lives on purpose. You don't want to miss it. For registration and more information on this life-enlightening event, please visit our website at internationalmasterminders.com.
That's it, everybody. We are coming to the end of our show. We have enjoyed all of you this month. We want to look forward to seeing you back with us as the PWI group takes over next month, and they will be going over Chapter 10, The Mystery of Sex Transmutation. Wow, you don't want to miss that. So thank you all again. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your holiday season and be safe, and remember to live your dreams.